John 14:29 says, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe." You know, Jesus is speaking to theists when he said this. He was talking to his followers. And knowing that, do you realize that he is not rebuking them for needing evidence to believe? And earlier in John 14, Jesus also said in verse 11, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." Again, he is saying that his followers should believe the evidence. It's a sad thing that many Christians think faith is supposed to be blind. I've even heard some brag about the fact that they don't know much, but they believe. And that's all that matters. Wrong. Jesus is appealing to evidence for believing. The Bible is clear and gives us a definition for the word faith. And it isn't blind, but it is the opposite of blind faith, as we read in Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It is true that when we get saved, we don't know much. And that's why those who don't know much are called babes and are said to be in need of milk. But we're not supposed to stay that way. We're supposed to grow. And where does such growth begin? It begins with and is founded upon the Word of God. As Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And whatever faith you have at this very moment, you should be building that faith. Jude in verse 20 exhorts us, saying, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Prayerful study of God's Word will build your faith. Lack thereof will end with you making shipwreck of your faith. And Jesus himself tells us exactly what it is in God's Word that will build your faith. And that's Bible prophecy. Again, he said, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe." At that moment, he was talking about the fact that he would rise from the dead, ascend to heaven, and send his Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and then to all believers at the moment they are saved, after Pentecost, baptizing them into the body of Christ. But the principle is the same regarding all Bible prophecy. God tells us through the prophets that prophecy is his calling card to show himself to those who will believe. Isaiah said this in chapter 46, 9 and 10, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me." And he doesn't say, "And you should just believe blindly." No, he says, "Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure." The Bible contains more than 1,000 Bible prophecies. The number varies only due to different methods of grouping them and counting them. But all research proves that there are hundreds into the thousands of Bible prophecies. And these include around 300 about the Messiah. And of these messianic prophecies, Jesus fulfilled every single one except those yet to be fulfilled in the future. And we can see the stage being set for that in our own day. The reality of God is beyond dispute in light of Bible prophecy. And then there is the incredible evidence of design and creation, showing God's handiwork. There are also philosophical arguments, like the moral argument, the cosmological argument, the contingency argument, and so forth. And then there's the personal experience that I can't necessarily convince you of, but it is very convincing, especially in light of all these other evidences of God, to me or any other individual that experiences a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So stay tuned. Most of our Friday editions of our daily Greg devotionals will provide a growing library of 5-minute discussions of the evidence for God. And we'll list links to each of these in the order produced on a page at bbfohio.com titled The Evidence for God, so that you can access them and share them with others.